I see you, Lorenzo. You son of a bitch. Oh, Lord.
What do you mean?
No, stop. You know what you did.
Tell me.
Go off. Go ahead.
I had the chicken pox when I was younger.
Okay.
I ain't getting them no more. That's how it works, dog. Here we go, dog. I feel like Olaf. I took a Zoloft. Now I brought the doze off. I said I had the chicken pox once.
But that's how it works.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's the punchline, bro.
Welcome back to the Entitled Mixtape. It is good to see all of you. I'm glad you tuned in. Hello, I am Danko. And with me, of course, are my lovely co-hosts. We have Lorenzo.
Hey, what's good?
And we have Lewis, my friend Lewis. Here we go again. Another episode. We're consistent. We stay consistent. That's a promise.
Yeah, we never take breaks.
Never. What? Never take
breaks. So we're just out here lying. That's crazy.
No more hiatuses. I promise.
No more? Okay.
No more hiatuses. I promise. Okay.
Somebody clip that on the stream. Clip that on the stream.
I hope everyone is doing well. I hope you're excited for another episode. Thank you for the lovely welcome back. I've been looking at those numbers, and people have been tuning back in, and I love to see it. I love to see it. So
yeah.
Again, if you want, last episode we did the monthly mixtape. I have put it together. There's a link on our Instagram, and it's also attached to the episode wherever you listen to podcasts. So yeah. It's a big old playlist of everything we listen to, and it's pretty dope. I've been bumping it. It's been good. I really do like the what is that dude's name, Lorenzo? The Kyle, whatever his name is, Dior. Kyle Dior.
Kyle Dion, right?
Kyle Dion. Dion. Right.
Dude, that's a good album, huh? That's some fun stuff.
It's good. I really enjoyed it. I was like, okay, I can this for sure. I can't say that on the podcast. God damn it.
He'll edit it out, guys.
I did edit out the other ones. I even put a fancy bleep on it too.
Fancy bleep.
No, hey, that bleep was comical, bro.
I love it.
When I was freestyling in the beginning and I told Lorenzo to shut up, it was so, bro. I was dying laughing. Oh, I was like, bro, this is perfect.
It really adds to it. And I don't want it to make a requirement, but if you could just freestyle at the beginning of every
bro, that's light work, bro. Six trying to gain notoriety, bro. He got you.
I don't know if I like Six.
Hey.
He's scary.
Ooh, you lucky there's a pod. I was about to say it.
Oh my God.
But welcome back, everybody. And since we were on a long break, a lot has changed in our lives. We've been doing a lot more. And I thought this would be a perfect time to do a catching up episode, doing a general episode, just talking and just what have we been doing? You know, what's been going on since this part two of COVID-19, I'd like to call it.
Part two.
Season two. The vaccination card. Yeah, that's what this is. Oh, let me put my...
I don't know if I like that.
Hold on, Lewis. I got to connect. But does anyone want to... How's everybody been in general?
Pretty good.
Yeah. What about you, Lewis? You just...
yeah. You know, I've been good. Whatever.
Whatever.
I've been good or whatever.
Nice. Good. I have a lovely, I guess we shout out the sponsor at this point, but I have this lovely Elementary hoodie on right now.
How many parts are there?
It's comfy and it's the best. How many parts? Oh,
yeah, I'm sorry.
I don't know. You're going to have to see till next year if we get another part of COVID. But, Yes, shout out to Elementary Clothing. Not only are they a sponsor of the network, but they make amazing clothing, of course, front-headed by Lorenzo.
Hey.
And then we help sometimes.
We out True. Here.
True.
We do some stuff. And
we do some things.
Yeah, we do things. But yes, you can head over to elementaryclothing.com and pick up one of those lovely milk teas that I still get compliments on. And
I still don't have.
And still does not have.
Still. Oh, snap. I forgot. I got you. I'm sorry. I've been busy. I got you.
By the way, chat, Lorenzo stole my camera.
Dang.
I didn't steal his camera. He let me use it. He also doesn't use the camera.
Chat, fact check that, please.
We can fact check it.
Look at my Insta grizzle.
Look, when's the last time you posted? That's real quick.
That's neither here nor there.
I'd like to apologize, Lewis. My camera's still glitchy. I haven't gotten a new one yet, so you're gonna see the little boop every now and then. So what's the boop? We're on Discord, dog. We're looking at each other. We're looking at each other face to face.
Oh, snap. Wait, if I put my camera on here, does it take it out?
I don't know. I have no idea.
What?
Let's see. Let's...
Like, if I use this camera, right? It's probably going to take it out from... I probably can't use it.
Oh, okay. So we won't be able to see Lorenzo.
I'm streaming.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh. My name's Lorenzo78. I'm popular. I'm a streamer. Oh.
It seems we're all
how little I could do things.
Doing well, right? It's been a year since our last get together, so hopefully we can do that soon. We can get
it's
back
been
together.
A year and 1 week.
But when it comes to me, I don't know, man. I got a new job. I'm a tech person now. I fix people's tech, right?
Hack my computer.
I will.
Why?
Don't joke. I'll do it. For free.
No. What? You gotta pay me to hack my computer. What?
I also got into comic book collecting. Yeah. That's been pretty intense for me.
You want mine?
Yes. Yeah, I would love your comic books. you can kind of see my stack right there, Lewis. And Lorenzo, you can see my stack of reading list. I've also got this stack right here that I've got to read. This is a stack of comic books, but dude,
you like buy them and read them.
I do weekly. It is burning a hole in my wallet.
Oh, you like buy them and read them.
That's crazy.
I've even got the big books, you know, the big comic books too, you know.
Oh yeah, you're dedicated.
I'm dedicated. That's what happens. Still game collecting, still doing my best on that. And you know, just living my best life. And when it comes to these guys, obviously, we're doing this again, and more to come for the Working On Network.
Yeah.
So that'll be dope. What about you, Lewis?
What's up, man?
Any new projects? You working on more
man,
stuff?
It's your boy, man. You already know, man. Your boy stay working on music, man. You already know, man. I got a project with my boy Ela. He from the UK. Nah, I mean, I got a. I'm working on some stuff with my boy Denty Kit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, but seriously, yeah. I've been working on music a lot, bro. I hate it. I wish I stopped. I wish I would have quit when I said I quit.
You love it.
it's been fun though, bro. Like I haven't had this much fun like rapping in a minute. Like I finally got on the TikTok thing. Hate TikTok, still hate it. But you'll catch it, but follow your boy if you see me up there. Just follow me. Just, you know what I mean?
You want to shout out your TikTok? Is it SEV?
Yeah.
NTH 7th?
No.
It? No?
It's Sevy 7. SEVVYSVN.
Okay.
I'm different.
Make sure you follow him on TikTok, ladies and gentlemen, for all your freestyles and your making people cry music.
Okay.
I retired.
Cry, yeah.
But
I'm gonna try.
Hopefully we can get shout out to Denticate for following us on the Untitled Mixtape. Hopefully we can get him on a interview soon. because we're interviewing Mace the Messiah in 2 weeks. Love his music. His music is dope. I like everything that he's been putting out. And yeah, hopefully we can get like Denticate, Yugen Blue, just everyone. Anyone we can get our hands on.
What? Pause. But yeah, they're down. Yeah. They're like hyped for it.
Mm-hmm. That's dope. So more projects coming soon. What about you, Lorenzo?
Getting into the keyboard business, actually, pretty much. Clothing line coming out. We're having a meeting today, actually, to talk about some things. New stuff coming up for the clothing line. Dancing pretty much the same, but I've really, really enjoyed finding R&B lately.
Okay.
And it's been a good time. I just built my keyboard that you saw also.
Yeah, I did see it.
It took a while, but came out very nice. I very much enjoy it.
Looks like a little lunchbox.
Yeah, it's very small. It's nice. It sounds really good. I don't know, something about taking care of something small like has really actually helped out my whole life.
Like a baby?
A little bit. It's I just feel like I'm not the most organized person, so I chose to get into keyboards to start at like a really small level of taking care of something, and slowly it's been expanding into my life. Like I noticed that my bathroom is more organized because of taking care of keyboards. My room is more organized. I feel like I want to clean more.
His room looks like a room.
Yeah.
Dang.
That's never happened. Dang. Let me get some W's in the chat.
W's.
Yeah, some W's in the chat.
Stop. That's like your new thing now, isn't it? The fucking the Twitch streamer.
He just says that shit for no reason. He says it in real life situations. Hey, thanks for the 11 months, Daniel. But
That one's real.
But yeah, I don't know. It's slowly been expanding into my life of like organizing, like making sure my like life is a little more manageable and more clean. And it's hopefully we'll start leaking into the clothing line and leaking into how I do choreography. I think that's the main reason why I got into it. And it does feel like my life is improving in smaller places. Like I'm making micro adjustments and stuff.
Good. Yeah. I took one out of your book and I started planning.
Planning is real fun.
On my little iPad.
I planned.
He didn't plan this though. He didn't plan this episode.
I didn't plan this week yet, but I was going to tonight. That's why. After I did my keyboard. I was just excited about the keyboard.
Right. Wait, so you planned like the that death trip that you took us on? You planned that?
Dude, I did not know it was that gnarly. I just went for the closest one.
Abu Dhabi, I just asked you a simple question.
Yeah, I did. It's in the planner.
Well, that's good. It looks like we're going to get some more stuff. Lorenzo, his mind is clear. He's ready to push forward. And we're going to do more podcasts. Are those hot chips? Yeah. Is that chip challenge? Ooh, it is.
Yeah, but he hasn't ate it yet.
Eat it.
Don't be flexing it.
Do you hit? You eat it. You spit hot fire. That's what I heard. So you spit some sick bars.
I can't get behind that one.
I want to update everybody on what's going to go on for. So we did the monthly mixtape last week. And we're doing our catching up episode this week. Next week, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, we're doing the listening room. We're bringing the listening room back.
The boys room.
I hate you. I was going to say it, bro.
I knew you were.
The listening room. We are doing Channel Orange by Frank Ocean. It's going to be super
Frankie.
Dope. Of course, out of the two albums that he's released, this is his most popular. It's his debut.
I'm sorry for putting him on. He giggled once and then just went off. He said,
for those who don't know what Listening Room is, it's when we go in depth into the actual messages and the story of an album. And Channel Orange by Frank Ocean is a concept album, and it's a damn good one, I'll tell you that much. I've already started writing the script. Boys, your homework, listen to Channel Orange. and then listen to it with the notes that I provide you, of course. But
yeah, I'll listen to it for the 5 millionth time. No problem.
I know, same.
I have no problem listening to Frankie.
Yeah.
I'll definitely be reciting Super Rich Kids with Earl's verse.
So get excited. Next week we'll be going in depth into Frank Ocean Channel Orange. And then right after, on December 16th, we're doing a B-side. We're going to go into the discography of Taking Back Sunday. So yeah, that'll be fun.
I love Taking Back Sunday.
Wow.
All the good, all the bad. I shouldn't say bad, but all the, you know, whatever that has come out.
Why would you not say bad?
It's okay.
I went my last one.
I'd apologize for bleeding on your shirt. So yeah, we're doing Taking Back Sunday B-side on December 16th, and we'll be going through their whole discography, so you don't have to start listening to Taking Back Sunday, but I mean, we've already listened to a lot of it. And then on December 23rd, at the end of the month, we are interviewing Mace the Messiah from the Bay Area. Talented. Hey. Hip hop artist. He is fantastic.
Shout out Mace, man.
So, yeah, we'll be interviewing him. We'll all be shooting off questions and just, you know, talking to an artist, talking about the process and, you know, what gets him going pretty much. But he does have a new album out. It's called Lavumo, if you want to check it out. I think he just released a single. So he's also creating music. Shout out to Lewis for getting us that, by the way. Because,
whoa, hey, bro.
Hey.
Stop using my government name, bro.
Shout out to Seven for getting us an interview. We're really excited to do it. We've never done interviews on the podcast before, so it'll be super exciting. Man.
It's your boy, Big Louie Dogs, the Big Lou. It's the Big Lou, 5'9", but when I rhyme, I turn 6'2", and I'm the plug. So, like, if you want to get an interview, holla at your boy. I got you, you are. Words of my 10.
I hate you. Got you, you
are. I need new friends.
I hate that you hate me.
Some other fun news that has to do with the podcast, technically, is we've been talking about going to go see the Deer Hunter. March.
I would love to.
Yeah, that'd be dope. That'd be dope to all of us go together. Since we did a whole Listening Room on them and they're releasing a new story, we have to go see them. We have to go see that album live.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Lewis, are you down?
What's up, bro? I just want to see you cry.
I'm going to cry.
That's why I'm down.
Yeah, so Deer Hunter is performing. They're doing a tour for their newest album. It's a sci-fi story, and they're playing the full album before it comes out on tour. And they will pick songs from previous records. Don't get your hopes up. I don't think they're going to play Red Hands. I'm sorry.
No, I don't think so either. Yeah. I wouldn't think so.
But, yeah, so they'll be playing some songs that the listeners choose, and they'll be playing the full album. So Untitled Mixtape is doing a field trip, hopefully, in March. To go
going
see.
On a trip.
Yeah.
Oh. Zooming through the sky. There you go.
I was super ready.
Lewis is whipping right now. He's doing a real long too.
Yeah, I heard. You heard.
So yeah, we've got a lot of exciting stuff planned. Of course, March is a long ways away, so we'll have content in between. We're not just gonna take another break, I swear to God. I swear. I swear to God.
Mm-hmm.
But
I
wanted to ask, like, what are you excited for? What do you want to do? Yeah, music wise. What do you want to do with this podcast? Huh? What are you most excited to do? What's the most content you want us to do?
Oh no, I don't like the way that you're asking it is so funny. Okay, Stewie. You wanna get a bit of it?
Of course we do the monthly mixtape. That's like a given. Like we always do the monthly mixtape. You know?
Nah, honestly, me, I'm excited for the interviews. Mm-hmm. Like, because there's no telling like how far that could take us, like just like interviewing different artists and then those artists being cool with other people, you know, just like,
oh yeah,
networking. Mm-hmm. In a way I feel like this would be like a good platform for like up and coming artists to get their first interviews in, you know.
Yeah, get the jitters out, you know, just like get ready for the real interviews.
Because you know your boy, I'm your boy.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna be extra zest. I don't care. Nobody's talking to me right now. Your boy right here. Look at me. Me. I'm your boy. I'm gonna be asking the zesty questions, bro. I'm gonna be asking the zesties.
Oh, you're the loose cannon.
Bro, I'm gonna be asking the zesties like we besties, bro. I'm in there. You are?
No.
You're killing me.
Why are you still speaking?
why'd you say it like a popular high school girl? Why are you speaking? I think what I'm most excited about is just talking about music without it, like without I don't know. I think I enjoy talking about music without people feeling offended, and I think that's like super important to me.
I don't know, because you offend me a lot when you talk about music, so.
Yeah, but you also just like to stir up shit for no reason.
Whoa. Now, okay.
That's a good point, though.
That sounded crazy.
The first rule that we established on this podcast was that we would never call something garbage. We'd never call something trash, because someone out there likes some projects that we may not agree with.
I didn't start that.
No, you inherited it. That's why we have Bopper Flop. Remember that one that we did? The Bopper Flop episodes? I mean, we could bring back Bopper Flop.
Why'd you get so excited? Yeah, I remember them.
Louis loves Bopper Flop.
Yeah, I don't know. I just like talking about music.
No, yeah, 100%. Yeah, we're going to talk about a lot of music. We're going to rip it open. We're going to get in-depth into it.
I don't know if I like that word.
We're going to destroy it.
We use a doofer.
Like what? Like what?
Why is...
You don't even have a word for me.
I don't know, but we could use the word explore.
That's slimy, right?
We're going to rip it wide open.
With that being said, this is season 2 of Untitled Mixtape.
Oh,
because luckily our distributor can separate our podcast into season 2 or seasons. This is episode 1, season 2 of the Untitled Mixtape. Boom.
Ooh.
So, let's set some ground rules since it's season 2.
I don't want
to. All right. We're setting some ground rules. All right. I think the no swearing is a given, right?
That's easy for me, bro. I don't ever curse.
I'd be doing it sometimes.
I can edit it out. I can edit it out. It's okay. I got it. Okay.
You never have to edit anything I say. Oh. 6, maybe.
Right.
Man, me never.
So annoying.
Never, bro. Never. I'm a professional.
Yeah, because the freestyle that was on the last episode was definitely clean.
That was six.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. Bro, that was 6.
There's Lewis, there's 7th, and then there's 6th, bro.
Oh.
The eighth is a person. you're not. He hasn't.
So, no cursing. Because we have some impressionable people who listen to the podcast, and we're here to talk about music. Of course, the music that we talk about, that's a whole different story. Viewer discretion advised. Listener discretion advised. Rule number 2. No calling anything trash.
Oh my god.
I think that's fair. You don't hear me calling Chelsea Cutler trash.
You just did it right now for no reason.
I didn't say it. It was an example.
why'd you use her?
Because you think you get riled up about it.
So
why do you sound like that?
Bro, that's Abe.
Oh my god.
I'm so over it.
And I think that's it. I think those are the only rules we need. Okay. Right?
I'll do my best.
Of course. Of course. That's okay.
As long as we're not covering like Tekashi 6ix9ine or like no. G Herbo.
There are exceptions to the rule, especially when it's visibly not very good, in my opinion. Okay. I don't know.
Only his opinion. His opinion. That's what I heard. Only my opinion.
Do we have any Tekashi 6ix9ine fans among us?
Yeah.
Yeah?
What?
With the icky,
oh god! I'm bad. She I know
you
bad.
Want to start saying it. I know you want to start saying it, Lewis. Though
iffy, got a stiffy.
I feel like there was like one whole week where it was just that you're just saying that to me, and I was like, oh my god.
You know, if we run out of stuff to talk about, we're probably gonna have to talk about like Tekashi 6ix9ine.
We'll never run out of stuff to talk about. That's fair. That's the case. If that's like the end all be all, if that's the end game, I'm never running out of stuff to say.
You got it. You got it. Thank you.
Ciabatta bread.
What? What? Why? Why is that the thing to say? Like, I don't understand.
So.
Hey, don't question it, bro. Just let it happen.
I stay questioning.
As a recap, every Thursday we post an episode and everyone can tune in. Usually range from 20 to 30 minutes. In rare cases, we go like an hour, but that's only for like when we do listening room. I think it's the only time we went like an hour doing that stuff. But usually they're only 20 minute episodes, and we're going to just range from different things. And of course, the community, the people who listen to us, can suggest stuff to us. You know, you want us to cover somebody? Let us know. You want us to do a certain thing like we did Throwback Thursdays? Different decade, let us know and we'll go over it. So,
and if you guys have suggestions or like you guys have recommended artists you want us to interview or try to interview, let us know.
Don't message us Frank Ocean, because I don't think we can do it.
I could get Frankie, bro.
You could get Frank Ocean,
bro. I probably could get Frankie, bro.
Okay. Well, yeah. But if you have local people...
Don't recommend it, though. Don't recommend it, please.
Yeah, we want to save that for the later seasons. But if you have local artists that you know that you really enjoy, that you want us to sit down and talk to, or just even people who are in that creative spectrum of music or dance or cinematography, stuff like that, that deals with music in some way... We'd all be more than happy to sit down and talk with them. Pick their brain.
True.
You know? Who?
Facts.
Yeah, true. Oh my God, true. And
I feel like that one hit my soul.
So yeah, now that y'all know what's going on with us and pretty much the plan for season 2 of Untitled Mixtape. I'm just making sure everyone knows this is season 2. This is the reawakening.
My bad, OG. My bad.
super excited to do more content with these dudes and just get in depth with some music. I would like to shout out the network. We have some stuff happening. Shout out to the Working On It Network. That is the network we are a part of, where we all get together. We just try and create content as best as we can. Of course, the Untitled Mixtape, us. Every Thursday, we post an episode of some music goodness. We've got the Chit Show Podcast, who deals with pop culture, pretty much everything that's trending on the news. And we have EZXP coming back. We are doing EZXP New Game Plus. If you're a fan of games, we will be doing something every Wednesday now, which is going to be nice. And for all you book nerds out there, some of the, I don't know how to explain it. Some lovely ladies in the Working On It Network family are starting a book podcast, which will be very exciting. So yeah, we've got a lot of podcasts coming out, and you can join the Discord, the Working On It Network Discord, to see all the updates. And a lot of people just hang out in there, play games. But you'll also see when we post playlists, episodes, and wherever you listen to podcasts, we are on there. Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, iHeartRadio, surprisingly, and just Google Podcasts, everything. We're on everything. We distribute. And shout out to Elementary Clothing for being so amazing and providing everyone with clothes to wear. Making us look, you know, cooler than we are. That's just me. That's just me. But yes, thank you guys so much. And make sure to follow us on Instagram at the Untitled Mixtape Podcast, and send us your questions, send us your suggestions, and just, you know, let's make this a community. Any final words, gentlemen?
Jabata
bow, boom, bing. It's your boy, man.
Take us out, Six. No, I actually don't. I don't want to get cussed out for no reason.
I wouldn't, bro. Listen.
Hold on.
I would never do that to you, bro.
You a lie.
I hope you all have a lovely week.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Check out elementaryclothing.com.
Please do.
What is this? What are we doing? I'll check it. Nah, bro, I can't, bro. I'm nervous, bro. I'm nervous. Y'all gotta rap too, bro.
I can't. I'm a dancer. I don't speak.
Okay, Mr. Rescue.
I play video games.
Rescue.
Wow, is that really what? Hey, yo. I'm sick of this, yo. Hey, yo. They keep playing with my emotions. I don't like it. They ain't even give me flowers, dog. I'm a psychic. I used to carry around a psychic phone. Yeah, you wasn't there, but I was there. I never seen you. I got powers like I'm Mewtwo. Bars for days, I got those. Ooh, I almost said something.
You got the bros?
Oh, I play video games. What was that?
This is the theme song, Lewis. It's okay. Oh, it's
so bad.
Nah, bro. He just finished the bar. And like, I play video games.
All right, that's enough.
Hey, yeah, ciabatta bread, yeah.
Hey, I don't like that
one. Got a lot of bread. I like ciabatta bread.
Oh shit, that was so funny.
Thank you. Oh my god.
Daniel said that.
Oh wait, play it again?
What? Hey yo, he never stopping. Keep going off the top. Like, ooh.
What is that? Ooh.